Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
I could teach only on hands in worship and in prayer. And I'll give you nothing less than 10 instructions in the Bible concerning lifting hands in prayer and in praise. Paul said, I desire, therefore, that men pray everywhere. So when we ask you to lift up your hands to pray, it is not punishment. It is instruction. Are we here? Because I need you to lift hands and pray today. Are you ready for that? Mark chapter 11. Mark 11. Let's take verse 12. On the following day, when they came from Bethany, he was hungry, and seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to see if he could find anything on it. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves. For it was not the season for figs. And he said to it, can everybody read together? And he said to it, can we take verse 14 together? Please put somebody that is in church on that console. Let's take verse 14 together. And he said to it, may no one ever eat fruit from you. Have you ever been disappointed before? And you know, a hungry man is an angry man. Even some people, even if they have eaten from home and we are about to divide, share food here, you'll be shocked. The person will come to church in a brand new car. He'll be fighting for food of 800 naira in church. Let me not go there. And the disappointment of Jesus provoked an anger, and he spoke to the tree and said, may no one take anything. Any fruit from you again. I come here by the grace of the Lord and we pray. Anyone that has spoken against any area of your life in anger, we revoke and we reverse their declaration in the name of Jesus. Jump with me to verse 20. Verse 20. As they passed by in the morning, they saw the fig tree withered away to its roots. And Peter remembered and said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree that you caused has withered. And Jesus answered them, have faith. Help me tell somebody, have faith in God. Tell another person, have faith in God. Please talk to yourself, say, have faith in God. I want us to read verse 23 together. Let's go. 1, 2, go, 23. Truly, I say to you, whoever shall say to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that what he says will come to pass, it will be done. Can you please, can we read it again? One more time. And I, slowly, let's go. Truly, and you know, whenever Jesus said, verily, verily, truly, most assuredly, you must take note. This is the formula for this year. I keep telling you, this year we will keep speaking. He said, truly, I do what? I say to you, whoever, not single, whoever, says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea. Wait. Number one, whoever shall say, Abi. Okay, number two, and does not. You know you can be saying and you are doubting. Hey, they say, make we say, may I say. Everybody say, may I say. It's different. Whoever says and does not doubt in his heart. Number three, but what? Believes that. Listen, he did not say believes anything.
He said, believe that what he says.
So number one, whoever says to the mountain. So when we see the mountain,
we say something.
When we are saying it,
we do not have any doubt.
Number three, what we say, look at it.
But believe that what he says will come to pass.
It shall be done for him.
So if you are living in a house where there's no car park and you are asking for a car, you start looking for another house where there is car park in expectation of the car that is coming. Because when the car comes, you will not park it in the primary school.
When you are saying, you are acting
what you have said. Are we in church, my answers?
Many are saying, in 2022, the Lord's goodness will be my portion, greater, worthier, whatever you. It is not in the saying.
Saying without a doubt, believing that what is said shall come to pass.
Let's read the last part. It shall be done for him. Hello? It shall be done for him. No, be my jigsaw. It's scripture. It shall be done.
So we speak to the mountain without doubting. We believe that what we have said is going to pass.
And it shall be done. Are you in church? I'm not speaking concerning your mountain. You speak concerning your mountain. I speak concerning my mountain. Think about it. I want to give us 2 minutes to speak. 2 minutes to speak. Just put that screen. Put it on the screen for me. Bold, large. Change the font, bold, loud. Think about the mountain, I will pray. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Lift your right hand up. Lift your right hand up. Every mountain against me, I speak against you. Can you speak against every mountain? I speak. I speak. Every mountain of delay, I speak. Move. 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 I speak without a doubt. Move every mountain of delay. I speak, move, move. I speak, move. I speak, move. I speak, move. I speak, move. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Genesis 1 and 2, 1, verse 2 and 3. Put them together. They will come back to Mark 11, 23. We just switch back. Please, I beg you. You are created in the image of God. Act the way God acts. I don't know why. This is not my message, but I don't know why the Lord wants me to just do this. Look at this. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. That looks like a description of some people's bank accounts. That looks like a description of some people's family. That looks like a description of some people's business. They are shop. Void. Darkness. No revelation. Nothing. You cannot see the future. Everything is obscure. What is happening to you? God faced it at the beginning. But what did God do? What did he do? He spoke. But remember the condition for the speaking. You speak without doubt, believing that what you say shall come to pass. All those things are not written here, but God spoke without doubt, knowing fully well that as God, what he spoke shall come to pass. And it came to pass. And you are created in the image of, what am I saying? I'm saying your word carry power. Speak it without a doubt, believing it will come to pass. It has nothing to do with the spirit is moving you. You know, there are sometimes the anointing comes upon you. The thing is shaking you. You are holding something so that you're not further. Sometimes nothing moves you. The Bible did not say it is based on feeling. It is based on what you speak. Without doubt. Believe in your heart. Can I say, speaking to the mountain? Without doubt. Believing in my heart. That what I say shall come to pass. Therefore, lift up your eyes and let's pray together. Say, every mountain of opposition against my life, I speak against you. Move! Move, move, move. Every mountain against my education, I speak against you. Move. Every mountain against my career, I speak against you. Move.
move. Without a doubt, I speak against you. 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 Move in Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. Listen to me. When Jesus was speaking against the fig tree, they heard it, but they did not believe that anything is going to happen. Some people might have heard your declaration today and say, everybody they taught, himself they taught, don't bother. Without a doubt, believing that what he says shall be done, it shall be done for him. I decree. God said, whatever you have said in my hearing, so I will do to you. He told Israel, let the Lord arise. Everything you have said in his hearing, let him arise and do for you. In the name of Jesus. Lift your right hand. Let's pray. Say, without a doubt, every mountain of opposition against my life, I bow it and I cast away. Be moved. Every mountain of opposition. Without a doubt, move. Without a doubt, move in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I've shared before about a church near a tavern, a beer parlor in America. True story. The beer parlor people, whenever they are doing service, they are singing, they are playing the song A Food Blast and different things. And one day they are gathered at the prayer meeting and they were playing those music and the church prayed. Say, oh Lord, arise, put a stop to what they are doing. Do something that will show that you are God. So they left the church at midnight. Thunder, lightning, crack! He struck the tavern, and the tavern caught fire and cover. You know, now America, so the owner of a beer parlor now took the church to court for destroying by fire their beer parlor. So when they got to court, the pastor came and said, I was not the one that did it. And the beer parlor said, you are the one that did it. You know what the judge said? He said, today, what a wonderful day. I saw a beer parlor owner that believes in the power of prayer and a pastor that does not believe in the power of prayer. Do you believe what you are saying will come to pass? They don't even know still. They don't know. Do you believe what you are saying will come to pass? Do you believe what you are saying is coming to pass? Lift up your hand. Let's pray together. Say, oh Lord, by the end of this week, I will see the answers to my prayers. Every mountain of opposition against me, without a doubt, I bind them. I cast them away. Without a doubt, let them be removed. Without a doubt, let them be removed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Is it chapter 4? 3 and 4. 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy 2. 3 to 4. Give me New King James. Let me use New King James in this service. New King James. I want us all together as a church to read together. Let's go. You, therefore, must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. Lord, we ask that the mind of a people and the heart of a people will be open to receive your word, and you give them grace to act on your word in the name of Jesus. Last week, we started looking at the fact that we are soldiers. We are enlisted into the soldiers of the Lord. Across the three services last week, we spoke about the characteristics of a good soldier. Today, at the first service, we continue in that dimension. Listen to me. You are a soldier. If you don't have an understanding of it, you will mess up your Christian life. A Christian is not a civilian. Many people here did not grow up during the military era. So we will not be able to make many, we've had what we call it, democracy for almost since 1999. How many years is that? 20, 23 years. So democracy is even older than some people seated here. So they've not had military coup before. You have not woke up in the morning where you hear, ta-na-na-na-na-na-na, hello. My name is General. Every law is shut down. National Assembly, shut down. Every radio station, shut down. From now to forever, until we say so, nobody moves out. Dusk to dawn. That was when we understand that there is a dusk and there is a dawn. Dusk to dawn. And then they come the following morning. Decree one. Anybody that wears black clothes is in trouble. No more black. Listen to me. In the military, nobody needs your vote. In the military, there's no democracy. Nobody consults you for your action. They give a command, you obey. That is Christianity. God gives the command, we obey. But we need to understand this. That before you become a good soldier, you must understand the mission. If you don't understand the mission, you waste your life. If you don't understand your mission, you waste your time. If you don't understand your mission, you waste your resources. If you don't understand the mission, there is no reward for you. So you must understand every mission per time. There are different strategies per mission. There is Operation Lafia, Dole, Crocodile Smile, Scorpion Dance, Abiodun Jump. Different mission. You need to understand the mission. Please, I beg you. If you don't learn anything today, learn the mission. We are failing as Christians because we don't understand the mission. When God gives you a voice, He gives you a voice for mission, for the vision, for the mission. When He gives you wealth, He gives you wealth for the mission. Anywhere you are there for the mission. Let's look at the mission. Matthew 6, verse 10. Matthew 6, 10. Can the whole church reach together with me? The mission. Let's go. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth. Can you read it again? Let me hear you there. Your will be done. As for the last time, can I hear you? Your kingdom come as it is cheesy. That is the mission of your life. And make up, hear the word of the Lord. That is the mission of your life. Abiodu, without a doubt, that is the mission of your life. The mission of your life is that wherever you are, that the kingdom of God will come and the will of God will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Starting from your life. So in your shop becomes an extension of the kingdom of God. God gives you a car. Your car becomes an extension of the kingdom. He gives you a car for His kingdom to come and His will be done on earth. He gave you that business. He gave you that school. He gave you that career for His kingdom to come and the will of God to be done. And He gave you that voice for it. If you miss this, your life is useless. See, fine girl, why? Thy kingdom come, that will be done on earth. As it is in heaven. Good voice. Why? Thy kingdom come. That will be done on earth. Promotion. Why? Thy kingdom come. That will be done on earth. You are in NMPC. Why? Thy kingdom come. That He gave you a voice. You're on radio. Why? Thy kingdom come. That will be done on earth. As it is in heaven. If you miss that, you miss life. Revelation 11. Oh, la, la. Revelation 11:15. I want us to read together. When we get this, life becomes easy. Remember, every soldier does not expend anything. Their uniform is given them. Their food is provided during war. Ammunition are provided. Cars are provided to move them. Everything they need is provided. When you are doing the mission, everything you need, you don't even need to pray much. You will not even have prayer points for yourself. See, you have prayer points because you are not on mission. When you are on the mission, he takes care of everything that has to do with you. Put it on the screen for me. Revelation 11, 15. And the whole church, read together, let's go. Then the seventh angel blew his trumpet and there was loud voice in heaven. Okay, I want there to be a loud voice reading this also. Because it's the mission. Let's read it loud and clear. Let's go. The kingdom. If now die now. This place go shake. Your mission, I will talk about. Oh yeah, let's go. The of the world. That is why you are still alive. That is why he gave you that promotion. That is why he expanded your business. That the kingdom of this world might become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall live forever. So anywhere we are creating new small kingdom of Christ. We are expanding the kingdom. You are in that office. 10,000 people came. You were only two people were given the job. You came to testify. The job was given to you so that the kingdom of that office might become the kingdom of our God and of his Christ, and that he reigns forever. It's not there for you to show off, for you to show that you have arrived. It is the kingdom. Remember what Mordecai told Esther. Who knows if God has raised you at a time like this? For this, everything is for the kingdom of God. Your house is for the kingdom. I have been to churches where people fight over house fellowship venue. Yeah. It must be done in my house. Why? They know that just meeting in my house, everything will open. I'm telling you, it is for the kingdom. Your car for the kingdom. Your dress for the kingdom. Your good looks for the kingdom. The opposite look for the kingdom. Everything for the kingdom. If you understand that, say amen. Therefore, you must do everything for starting from your life to be of Christ. Your family to be of Christ. Wherever you are, to be of Christ. Jesus must reign there. Please, are we in church? Have you ever seen a military officer that goes late to parade? Anybody? When they go late to parade, what happens? They are punished. They are Scott Marshall. They are check your life. You are his soldier. Stop living like a civilian. Your prayer point. You know many Nigerians believe that when you go abroad, your prayer points will change because things are working there. I'm telling you that when you live your life as a soldier in the kingdom, you don't need to go abroad. Your life will change, even in this place. Do we understand? Hello, do we understand the mission? Everything is about the mission. If you understand that, my job is done. Because everything is about the mission, then we need to be disciplined. 1 Corinthians 9:24-27. 1 Corinthians 9:24-27. Do you not know that in a race all runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable race. But we are imperishable. Verse 26. So I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air. Verse 27. Can we all read together? But I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified. You can't be a soldier without discipline. In fact, when you are enlisted into the military, the first thing they do is to make you disciplined so that every mentality in you dies. They intentionally kill every civilian mentality and tendencies in you. And when you leave the kingdom of darkness and come to the kingdom of light, the same thing is done by God. You know, in the kingdom of darkness, you can decide to wear only pants and singlet on top. Put chain. And then pants. I'm talking about Nigerian pants, not American pants. You know, American pants means trouser. That is in the kingdom of darkness. So when you move from being a civilian, because civilian acts anyhow, they do anything, they live anyhow, they put them under regimen. You sleep at this time. You move at this time. You don't do anything apart from a command. They are intentionally drilled. You know what? For a soldier, obedience is easy. Disobedience is tough. Because he has been drilled. He has been disciplined. When they say light out, he sleeps. When light comes up, he understands. When the bugle, is it bugle they call it? When the bugle sounds, he knows what it means. Bad time. Why? Discipline. Listen to me. Put the last verse, 27. Let's read together. 27. But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection. Lest when I have preached orders, I myself. You know why soldiers are disciplined? Because they can die before their time and lose everything within discipline. Listen to me. You can preach the best sermons. You can say the best things. If you are not disciplined, you can be disqualified. You can be disqualified. Discipline is power under control. Discipline leads to delayed gratification. Discipline makes me not to take advantage of anything. Discipline makes me not want to prove that I am a man. So a lady is chasing you in the office. When I was in the bank, one lady told me, slacker. After doing anything, I didn't look at the side. One day, look at me. Angrily. Slacker. I could have said, me, slacker. I will show you I'm a slacker. I'm not a slacker. I'm a man. No. I will show you I'm a man. No. In discipline, people want to prove what they are. What I am, I don't need to prove it. Discipline. If you are not disciplined, you can be disqualified from the prize. It's not everything that everybody does outside that you do. Discipline. It is not everything that is good that is godly. Listen to me. It is not everything that is good that is godly. Discipline is not everything that is trendy that you must do. Discipline. If you are not disciplined, you can lose the prize. Discipline means you put your life under control intentionally. That means you don't say everything you feel. That means you don't express every emotion. Me, anything where you do me, I will tell you. You self know. Say if you see a mopo with a gun, you know if it is daughter. discipline. Put your emotions under check. Put your words under check. Put your actions under check. Test it. Why? An untamed life is a useless life. Did you notice that, Amma? That when you have flowers, and the flower is growing, and it's growing, what do? You bring a sickle, and you cut it. Why? When it becomes uncontrollable, it is no longer beautiful. And Jesus even said, any like that bear fruit, I prune them. Why? Discipline. Discipline brings stability. Discipline delivers from trouble. Discipline will help you say no to earthly distractions. Discipline makes you to say no. Some can never say no. If you want to know people that are disciplined or not, let's just put a kitchen near here and let some things be breezing in into the nose. Discipline, indiscipline has made people not to be able to fast, not to be able to pray at midnight, and their life is still the same. They are moving from mountain to valley, asking for prayer points, dropping prayer points, but nothing has happened to them. They know all the prophets in Nigeria, but they are indisciplined. And an indisciplined man cannot be helped. An untamed life is a useless life. An untamed life is a disaster about to happen. An untamed life will be disgraced publicly soon. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 11. Put your life in check. Tame your life. Now, no discipline seems to be joyful for the present, but it's painful. Nevertheless, afterwards, it yields a peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Sir, Oga, master and control your emotions. Discipline. 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 That is why in Christianity there are some things we call spiritual disciplines. Spiritual disciplines are training exercises for the spiritual life. And what are spiritual disciplines? Reading of the Bible, praying, fasting, service, solitude. Sometimes you lock yourself in, you are not going anywhere. Spiritual discipline, silence, submission, spiritual discipline. Those are things that tamper your spiritual life and put it in shape. Without discipline, we are going nowhere. Soldiers are known by their discipline. When last did you see Cristiano Ronaldo? Have you seen him off his clothing before? How old is he? He's 37. He's fitter than 25-year-old. Discipline. There are some things he does not eat. There are some places he does not go. He's there with his children and the wife. This public life, the way he looks outside, you think he's arrogant, whatever. Check him up. Cool, calm, collected guy. Collect guy. Discipline. Are you into basketball? Have you seen LeBron James? Throw him the basket. Throw him. Throw him. Almost 10,000 times. Just throw him. Just throw him. Just throw him. Just throw him. So that even if you close his eyes and you wake him from the sleep and you give him the ball, he will throw a 3-point. He did it over and over and over and over again. But what we do now is grace. Impartation for grace. There is no impartation that will help you throw basketball. It is skills, sir. There is no impartation that will change your voice. It's voice training. It is discipline. What's the name of the book I asked you to read? Where it was proven that for anything you need to be good in, you must spend outliers. You must spend 100,000 hours doing that thing before you become a guru. You will not be spend 30 minutes doing one thing. So just do the same thing, the same time,
Why do you think they come and they march?
Is to show them that they must obey instruction. They drill it. That marching is drilling discipline and instruction into them 100,000 hours before you could become a guru. Now sleep, you don't sleep.
Everybody don't anoint you. Your hair self, they pain you.
The lack of discipline is destroying your life. You know they tire. Nothing good comes cheaply. Discipline. Please tell somebody discipline. Tell another person sacrifice. Soldiers sacrifice.
I've seen many Christians that want something you have gained for 20 years and they want it in a day by impartation. If it is that easy, all of us will be moving around. Archbishop Idahosa was in church. A young man came to meet him and said, Papa, I want what you have. He said, kneel down. Oh, Lord. False accusation given. Oh, Lord. Torment of witches and wizards given. I said, Papa, I said, ah.
He said, that is what made me who I am.
That is it. Discipline and sacrifice. Many can't give up anything. That dress you have not used for 5 years, you are still admiring it. Give it out. That is even not sacrifice. Sacrifice. Matthew 16:24. Let's look at that quickly. Matthew 16:24. Matthew 16:24. Put it on the screen. We'll read it in many translations. Let's go. One to go. And Jesus said to his disciples here. Let the disciple of Jesus say amen. Are you sure you are a disciple? What's the difference between disciple and discipline? Huh? They are from the same word. Though. Disciples are people under discipline. Check it. Though. Don't miss it. Though. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. There's a difference between convert and disciple. Disciple comes from the word discipline. They are alike. If anyone is under discipline, if anyone will be called my disciple, sir, man, let's reach together. Let the disciples together. Let's go. If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Another translation. This same word is in Mark 8:34, is in Luke 9:23. Then Jesus went to walk on look at that. That's this. He went to walk on them. Anyone who intends to come with me has to let me lead. You are not in the driver's seat. I am. Don't run from suffering. Embrace it. Follow me. And I will show you how. Follow me and I will make you deny yourself. You see, the problem is that you still have your right. No disciple has his right. No disciple has his right. Calls you at midnight. Wake up, go, pray. Wake up, you pray. Calls you, somebody is going to say, go talk to that lady. Tell him, I love you. You stand up, you go, you do that. I've had encounters where the Lord said, go and tell that person, I love him. Somebody you don't know. Or somebody that, the person is looking very good and say, the Lord says, I tell you that he loves. And the person starts crying. Starts crying. Starts crying. There's a word in season for that person. Why? A disciple listened. Give me another translation. If any of you want to come with me, you must forget yourself the way you look. Sexy mama. Fine boy, no pimples. After you, now you. They are your enemy. See. Somebody died and I was called at the pastor to come to the hospital. I got to the hospital like an hour after the person died. When I got there, I couldn't believe my eyes. There was water everywhere on the bed. The fine girl has depreciated in an hour. An hour.
discipline. Sacrifice. If you must come after him, you must lose something. You must lose your right. You must be insulted and you cry, you laugh. You know, I've always told you the prayer I pray for myself. Oh Lord, deliver me when I'm driving. Is there any driver in the house? Do you know the things that happen when you drive? May the Lord deliver you. That is when we know if you are disciplined. You know, sometimes you want to come out and, what do you mean? You saw my car. Yeah, get the car. Do you know who I am? A disciple does not ask, do you know who I am? He is nothing. He has lost himself. He's everything in Christ. You, do you know who you are? He that must be a leader must be a servant of all. Say, be like Jesus, who for the joy set before him, despised the shame. He created them, they spit on him, they hit him. Sacrifice. Sacrifice. You can't be a soldier without sacrifice. So we are not called to an easy life. We are called to a life of significance. And a life of significance comes at a cost. Are we seeing, church? The Christianity that will cost you nothing will deliver nothing to you. The Christianity that will cost you something will deliver something to you. No cross, no crown, no pain, no gain. Sacrifice and discipline. It must cost you to provoke great things. It must cost you. Everything of value is not cheap. It comes at a cost. Let's close with Matthew 19. Matthew 19:21. Go to verse 18. Go back to 18. Let's read from 18. Or 17. Sorry. So, somebody came to Jesus and called him, good master, what should I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said, and so he said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good but God. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments. And a man came. I think that person was a member of New Estate Baptist Church. He knows how to ask questions. And he said to them, which ones? I'm a Sunday school teacher. Which ones? And Jesus said, you shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Look at what the man said. Oh yeah, let's read together. And the young man said to him, all these things I have kept for my youth. What do I still lack? He lacked sacrifice. Look at this. And Jesus said to him, if you want to be perfect, go. Sell what you have. Give to the poor. And you have treasure in heaven. And come and follow me. He met all the church rules. He had the church constitution. He knows all the language. But he was not disciplined. He was not sacrificial. Go and sell that thing that owns you. Have you tried entering some people's car before? The way some people treat their car. So, no, don't sit there, don't sit there. Move to this side. No. I don't use my car like that. No, my car cannot enter that place. No. Where is the car today? Where is that car? Ask that man. Where is that man today? Where is his riches that he refused to give up? That money the Lord asked you to help somebody with that. You know, help with it. The person never died. The person is still living. Somebody else has helped you. But that your money, where is it? Do you still have it? Disappear. Your case is now worse than the person's own. Why? You have refused to sacrifice. A Christian life without sacrifice is a waste of time. Because Christianity started from sacrifice. Jesus died for you. What have you sacrificed for me? Can you help me ask somebody as I close, what have you sacrificed for the Lord? Ask another person, let me hear you. Ask another person, let me hear you. You must be ready to deny yourself. You must be ready to pay the price. You must be ready to lay down your life. You must be ready to pay the supreme sacrifice for the Lord. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added to you. Try the Lord and see. You will lower your standard because of that guy. After the guy chopped the thing where he won't chop, he don't leave you. Your heart is broken. You are now in church praying. Chibi, now you lower your standard. Where is the guy now? Where is he? Because of 1 million, you sold your birthright. You got the 1 million. What have you used it for? Where is it today? Now, they don't catch you for office. Now, pastor, they pray the prayers. When you get the 1 million, they chop them. Poor people for church. You give them something. Nothing. But when the prayer, when you they chop alone, but when the problem comes, now all of us get the problem. But if you they chop it, now only you. I beg you, in the name of the Lord, you need to be disciplined and you need to be sacrificial. Can you tell somebody, be disciplined, be sacrificial? Bow our heads, let us pray together. Talk to him. Do you understand the mission? Do you understand what it takes? It takes discipline. It takes sacrifice. It takes discipline. It takes sacrifice. If anyone will follow me to heaven, if he will come after me, he must deny himself. He must take up his cross. And he must follow me. We thank you. We thank you. There are openings for us to come into the kingdom. Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life. And it is only by Jesus that we come into the kingdom. So for us to be enlisted into the armies of the Lord, we need to give our life to Christ. You are here today. You want to give your life to him, so that he will enlist you into his army. He will pay all your expense. He will be there to with you, be there to guide you, and lead you into his kingdom at the end of the day. Wherever you are, and you want to make that decision, can you wave your right hand? I want to join your army. I want your help. Lift your hands up to him. Lift your hands up to him. There's no need to be ashamed. We thank him. We glorify your name. In the name of Jesus. Can we all lift our hands in church? Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Lord God, in any way I have not behaved like your soldier, please forgive me. Strengthen me to live a disciplined life. Strengthen me to live a sacrificial life. Can we pray, oh Lord, lead me, help me, strengthen me. Strengthen me. Oh Lord, strengthen me to live a disciplined life as a disciple and to live a sacrificial life. We give you all the glory, we give you all the honor. We bless you, we glorify you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.